This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
I'm here now with Ana Castaneda from the Cabildo de la Palma. And one of the things that was talked about in the opening speeches was astrotourism in La Palma. And this is a concept that I have never really come across before. Can you tell me a little bit more about it on the island?
Of course. Astrotourism is a tourism that is developed into astronomy. What we are trying to do is to make from La Palma a destination specialized in astronomical tourism. For that, we have a plan among three parts: the Spanish Ministry of Canary Island Tourism Area and also the Cabildo Insular Tourism Area. So this is a 3 years plan, and we are trying to introduce a specialization on La Palma, on this area, because we think La Palma has everything we can demand to make a special type of tourism. We have a very important astronomical center on the Roque de los Muchachos, where they are installed a lot of professional telescopes. And this is opened from the 1985, and nowadays the island people, the Palmeros, they have the idea that La Palma has to develop in that line. And also the tourist enterprises are thinking this is special type of tourism that could give to the island also a trademark different than the rest of the Canaries. And of course, La Palma is not a destination of sand and beaches. It's more nature, more mountain, more hiking destination. Also, it's a very special place where you can see the stars.
One of the things that I was quite interested in is a new telescope and astronomical sites for amateur astronomers and tourists here. So there's a plan to do that, I believe, according to the announcements.
Yeah, well, this plan I was talking about is a plan that has introduced the astronomy into the tourist enterprises. I mean, we are trying to make a thematization, and the owners of the houses are learning how to use the telescopes, all the apparatus to see the skies, how to explain the stars and galaxies and every object you can see at the night. Also, when we have some restaurants, they have an astronomical menu. Also, these houses, the hotels, they are trying to install a lot of elements that give the impression this is an island with a different type of tourism. But we think one more important project is this one, the Astronomers and Tourist Observatory. We have a plan and hope next year will be finished to install a tourist and amateur telescope on a place called Mendo on the island, so that we can offer to our clients and to the amateurs a place to go at night and to see the stars and with some telescopes in different ranges. I mean, one bigger for the amateurs and the other one for tourists. Within this will be a point of difference also with some other tourist destination, so that we can promote this kind of tourism.
Well, I think that's fantastic, because obviously, especially for the amateur astronomers on the island, I mean, something like that would be brilliant. And you said that there are actually going to be, well, the plan is that there will be telescopes there for them to use, so they wouldn't necessarily, especially tourists, have to bring their own to utilise the dark sky.
Yeah, well, they can bring their own telescopes, but also will be provide a guided tour with explanation. Just with the eyes, mm-hmm. You can see the sky at night, but also with some faraway stars through the telescopes. And this, for sure, is a different kind of tourism.
Another thing that you were talking about earlier is the astronomical viewpoints.
Yeah, we have the plan to install one in each village on the island. there are already viewpoints at daytime, but at nighttime we have looked for specific dark points where you can go and see the stars. And there we have started table with explanation about most important constellations you can see from there, and another object that points to the Polaris star, so that you can make a better situation of the sky in that point. And all around the island we will have this kind of astronomical viewpoints, and also some other astronomical viewpoints but for astronomers or for amateurs on the top of the island, where it's very complicated to observe next to the professional astronomical observatories, because we cannot go with the lights at night, but we'll be a little bit separate, so that on the top will be very, very clear always, and that guarantee a good observation also. And also we have a list of hiking paths. Nowadays we make at night with the moon trails and the stars trails. They have different names, and they will be signed also on the same signs we have now. For the day excursions, we will have a night sign for the night excursions.
Well, all this is really, really interesting and it's really, really good for, especially for your astronomers on the island here already and those coming to visit. So, yeah, thank you very much for stopping to talk to me.
To you.